When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Simon Marks joins me in a minute, LBC's Washington correspondent. We're just making contact with him. Simon and I have spoken about this many times, and he would say to you, and Will, I'm sure, when we get chatting, that Donald Trump has just stood very firm on this, using all of that bluster that he's well known for, and said a firm no, no, no when people have said, are you party to all of this? We can talk to Simon now. I think we've got the line. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Sheila.
This will concentrate his mind, won't he, as he comes for the beeb?
Well, it really should concentrate his mind to a staggering degree. I mean, I think it is very important to underscore that this Epstein story is not going away. It is the slow burn depth charge beneath his presidency and beneath his White House. And the fact that these revelations underscore questions that members of Donald Trump's Make America Great Again grassroots movement have over the president's veracity relating to his friendship with the deceased and disgraced sex trafficking financier, and also raise questions about even his claims that he threw Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. Epstein, in one of these emails, is telling Michael Wolff, the author, that he was never a member of Mar-a-Lago and is pushing back even at the notion that he was thrown out. I do think it is very important to underscore we are not seeing the full context of these emails. We're only seeing small snippets of what we understand is a trove of fresh documentation that the House Oversight Committee up on Capitol Hill now has its hands on. That, by the way, should almost certainly be quite worrying to Andrew Mountbatten Windsor and to members of the royal family, because it's perfectly possible that there is more information contained in those documents that we haven't yet seen about the nature of Andrew Windsor's friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. But as far as Donald Trump is concerned, this comes at an extraordinarily difficult moment politically, because it is already apparent that Marjorie Taylor Greene, the conspiracy theory believing congresswoman from Georgia, I mean, this is a woman who has previously articulated the view that Jewish-controlled space lasers are responsible for forest fires in California. She is making it apparent to people that she wants to run for the Republican Party's presidential nomination in 2028. And what she's doing is presenting herself as legitimate, pure, 100% MAGA. And in order to be legitimate, pure, 100% MAGA, never mind the conspiracy theories, she wants total transparency over everything pertaining to Jeffrey Epstein, whatever the circumstances, whatever the consequences of that for Donald Trump.
Well, presumably because in order to be that MAGA, sort of queen of MAGA almost, she has to bring him down a notch or two.
Well, I think what she understands viscerally, because she is of that community, is that MAGA wants to know everything there is to know about Jeffrey Epstein. And so as soon as the government shutdown is over, the House Oversight Committee and Democrats in the House of Representatives will have enough votes, because there's been this bizarre standoff over one congresswoman who has been waiting weeks to be sworn in, a Democrat, by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson. Johnson. She's going to be sworn in. Has to happen later this week. At that point, Democrats will have the vote formally to call on the White House to release every single document they've got in the Department of Justice possession about Epstein. And remember that in February, the Attorney General Pam Bondi told the American public and Donald Trump's MAGA supporters that she had Jeffrey Epstein's contact book on her desk. She was reviewing all of these documents ahead of their public release. And then fast forward to July, nothing had happened. And suddenly the Department of Justice said, well, there were no documents to release. In fact, there was no contacts book and there were no documents under review that could possibly be released. Now, you don't have to be the most dyed-in-the-wool conspiracy theorist to conclude that there's a cover-up underway at the White House over the nature of Donald Trump's friendship and involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. And certainly these emails fuel the suggestion that Donald Trump at least one point spent hours in the company of one alleged victim of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's trafficking operation. There's going to be huge questions for President Trump about that. And I'm not sure that if he defaults to his position up until now, which is that anything compromising relating to his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein is fake news. Mm. It's news that has been created by the Democrats. Documents, all a hoax. That's not going to wash with MAGA.
Also, what struck me reading it, and I may just be being a bit sort of pedantic about language, but saying you spent hours with one of the victims, you know, that's potentially incriminating enough. But then writing as well to Michael Wolff, of course he knew about the girls, which suggests a much deeper knowledge of because about the girls isn't just that girls were there. About the girls is what they were there for, isn't it?
Well, again, it depends on that larger context of what the conversation was that was taking place. I do think, by the way, there are huge questions today for Michael Wolff, because in one of those email exchanges, he appears to be offering Jeffrey Epstein advice on how Donald Trump might, during an interview, respond to questions about his friendship with Epstein, which would seem on the face of it to be going quite a long way away from the position of investigative journalist who was trying to get to the bottom of all of this. So I think there's questions for him in all of this. But yes, I mean, you know, this undercuts everything that Donald Trump has said in recent months about Epstein. But the main thing that he keeps saying is it's a dead issue. Well, he might want it to be a dead issue. Jeffrey Epstein is indeed dead, but the issue is absolutely alive and smouldering.
And can I zoom out a little and ask you, in a sense, the same question I'm asking callers at this hour, which is, if this gets hotter for Trump and more difficult for Trump, and it very easily could, and if there is, and again, it's an if there is a growing slew of evidence that he was party to abuse of girls at those locations. Can he survive that the way he glibly said he could survive shooting someone on Fifth Avenue?
I mean, Sheila, you and I both have now been covering this man for long enough that I think he can survive pretty much anything. I mean, he's just survived tearing down the East Wing of the White House. He has survived all sorts of things that previous presidents wouldn't have survived 2 minutes after they'd occurred. I think it's going to be very complicated. He will undoubtedly tough it out and say that it's all a hoax. He'll tell Pam Bondi to go and start investigating even more Democrats that he will claim have been involved in concocting all of this alleged evidence against him. But his big problem is going to be within the MAGA movement. It's among his grassroots supporters. It doesn't really matter what Democrats and their supporters think about all of this. They weren't ever going to back him or vote for him anyway. It fuels the Democrats with a fresh reason to go after him and to think that they can make hay over this, and to do so specifically because, you know, Make America Great Again supporters, the Venn diagram between them and people that really want to get to the bottom of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes absolutely neatly intersects. The other thing that, of course, is on his radar screen right now is the commutation request from Ghislaine Maxwell. And that came in only last week, as she now resides in a much more relaxed, lower security prison in Texas, following her transfer there from a much tougher regime in Tallahassee after her 2 days of interviews that she gave to the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who, not coincidentally, is Donald Trump's former personal lawyer. I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell clearly thinks that she's got a deal with the Justice Department and that she can now expect commutation of her sentence by President Trump because in those 2 days of interviews with Todd Blanche, she absolutely didn't dob him in. Well, there are all sorts of suggestions in these emails that will raise fresh questions about the veracity of what she told Todd Blanche over those 2 days in Tallahassee.
It's important to say some of these emails were sent to her, not just to Michael Wolff. There were, So she knew.
Yeah, well, at one point she says in an email back to Jeffrey Epstein that I've been thinking about the fact that Donald Trump, as Epstein puts it, and his relationship with Epstein is the dog that hasn't barked. So, I mean, you know, you'd think that if you were the Deputy Attorney General and if those issues were not covered in 2 days of interviews before you decided to send her to a lower security prison and she then applied for a commutation of sentence, you'd think you might have some fresh questions for her. But Donald Trump's got a huge question now. Does he go ahead and commute her sentence? Because any kind of leniency towards her is also going to play very badly with those MAGA supporters that already smell a rat in all of this.
And can I ask you about the MAGA world here? Do they mind so much because a large number of them are from a kind of Christian base? Or is it because they want the MAGA movement to be, you know, politically clean for the next time around?
I think the answer to that is yes, in both cases. And I think it's important to put it into a broader context. Remember a few years ago when there was a conspiracy theory, totally unfounded, completely false, that claimed that Hillary Clinton had been abusing children in the basement of a Washington pizzeria, Pizzagate. Yeah. You and I talked about it at the time.
It was, in fact, the pizza restaurant.
Mm. It was the restaurant where my children learnt to enjoy pizza.
It doesn't have a basement, right?
So, but that fueled the MAGA movement into the nascent MAGA movement, as it was at the time, back in, 2014, 2015.
We've got to rid our politics of these people.
Yeah, completely. I mean, we had at one point a bloke with a shotgun, and it's just down the road from my house. We had a bloke with a shotgun turning up at the pizzeria. So this issue of child sexual abuse is so galvanizing, partly because many of those supporters come from an evangelical Christian background, but also partly because it's criminal activity. And if you're going to pledge to wipe out criminal activity in the United States, and there is a suggestion of unexplained events that involved even the president that you have followed sort of cult-like now through three separate elections, that's just a massive problem for him.
Thank you very much, Simon. Always good to talk to you. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Your calls in a moment. If this gets worse, and today is a setback for Donald Trump, there's no question of it. If it gets worse, can he survive it?